Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Daytime highs approaching 69 today under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 30. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 72. Temps a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the mid-50s to the low 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Wichita State has won 6 straight games, and that's the longest since the Shockers won 8 straight in 2021. Wichita State got a 78-67 win over Tulane on Sunday. The Shockers and UAB play Thursday night on ESPN. Pittsburgh State Baseball won a doubleheader. Julio Flores has more.
Pittsburgh State Baseball moves to 9-0 in the season with 2 wins over Emporia State on Sunday afternoon. The Gorillas win the first game of the doubleheader 15-1. Then they earned a 7-3 victory in the second game. I'm Julio Flores.
Layoffs are underway at Kansas City's IRS building. Impacted workers were notified to meet with their direct managers beginning Friday morning, and the union said nearly 100 people were laid off. All the laid off workers were probationary employees. The cuts are part of ongoing layoffs in federal government. Workers at the U.S. Department of Agriculture and several other federal agencies in Kansas have also lost their jobs as federal cutbacks continue. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, Deb Fisher of Nebraska, and Tammy Duckworth of Illinois reintroduced the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act of 2025 to allow the year-round nationwide sale of E15. The senators were also joined by 13 other senators, including Roger Marshall of Kansas and Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, and U.S. Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Angie Craig of Minnesota introduced companion legislation in the House. Senator Moran said diversifying the energy market, particularly our fuel supply, is beneficial for our country, and by allowing E15 to be sold year-round, it will provide farmers and ethanol producers with new markets to sell biofuels made from corn and sorghum while providing consumers with more options at the pump. Josh Rowe, the CEO of the Kansas Corn Growers Association, stated that Kansas farmers are appreciative of Senator Moran's efforts in leveling the playing field for ethanol by removing unnecessary limits for the sale of E15 fuel to benefit consumers, farmers, and the Kansas economy. He said this legislation will ensure consumers across Kansas and the United States will have year-round access to this cleaner, higher-octane, lower-priced fuel, and nationwide consumer access to E15 will save drivers money at the pump while boosting the farm economy. The legislation is also supported by the American Petroleum Institute, the Renewable Fuels Association, Growth Energy, the National Corn Growers Association, the National Farmers Union, and the National Association of Convenience Stores. Last month, President Trump took steps to make E15 available year-round through his executive order declaring a national energy emergency. According to a media release, just after 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, the Thomas County Sheriff's Office initiated a pursuit involving a stolen vehicle that was reported out of Sheridan County. The pursuit proceeded through various areas of Thomas County before ultimately ending in a field after a prolonged 5-hour negotiation with the suspect. Thanks to the efforts of multiple law enforcement agencies, the situation concluded safely with the suspect being taken into custody without incident. The Sheriff's Department said they are pleased to report there were no injuries to law enforcement officers or the suspect during the operation, and the Sheriff's Office did not release the name of the suspect or the possible charges. The Thomas County Sheriff thanked the Kansas Highway Patrol, Kansas Highway Patrol Air Support, the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office, the Decatur County Sheriff's Office, the Rawlins County Sheriff's Office, Thomas County EMS, the Colby Dispatch, and the staff at McCarty Dairy for their invaluable assistance, providing useful equipment during the operation, which contributed to a safe and successful resolution during the incident. Fort Hays State University's Department of Applied Technology reached the 100% graduate job placement milestone, and Kim Stewart, the Fort Hays State University Applied Technology Department Chair, said he couldn't have been more pleased, as Applied Technology has hovered around the 98% job placement rate for many years. He said to be able to say they achieved the 100% mark is really satisfying because their faculty and company partners have worked hard to creating successful pathways to employment for all the applied technology graduates. In January, Fort Hays State University's Career Services sent Stewart its findings for summer 2023, fall 2023, and spring 2024. And based on data collected through the First Destination Survey, the report showed that 100% of students completing the survey indicated they had obtained a job or were seeking a higher education. Stewart attributes the high employment rate to the robust internship program offered by his department, where 9 of the 120 credits in the program of study are internship credits, equating to approximately 2 summers of internship experience. In the fall 2024, 68 companies met with more than 200 students, 120 from Fort Hays State University, and more than 80 from Fort Hays State University's strategic affiliation partners, Fort Hays Tech NC and Fort Hays Tech NW. And the company sought summer interns, summer employment opportunities, and full-time employees at a successful career fair. One of Fort Hays State University's strategic affiliation objectives is to move more proactively to alleviate the housing shortage in western Kansas. And among the steps Fort Hays State University is taking with its partners, Fort Hays Tech NC and Fort Hays Tech NW, is to create opportunities for students to become highly qualified construction workers and managers. And they're doing this by creating up-to-date content at all three schools. In Nebraska news, as Nebraska faces thousands of traffic-related injuries each year, state lawmakers are considering a bill to require hands-free driving, and the bill would make it a primary offense to use a phone while driving, allowing officers to ticket drivers caught texting. Traffic crashes have resulted in 15,000 injuries and 230 fatalities in Nebraska every year, with Merritt County Sheriff John Westman saying they encounter a lot of unsafe driving and distracted driving. According to Nebraska Highway Safety Office, 94% of crashes are linked to driver behavior, and Bill Kovarik, the Highway Safety Administrator, emphasized the importance of safe driving practices. He said everyone needs to encourage people to wear their seatbelts, put their phones down, don't drive impaired, and keep everybody alive. Currently, using a phone while driving is a secondary offense in Nebraska. However, the proposed legislation aims to change that, alongside another bill that would permit cameras to catch speeders in work zones. Nebraska State Troopers reported that at approximately 8:30 p.m. on Friday, the Clay County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call about a domestic disturbance at a residence in rural Harvard. And when they arrived, deputies located a deceased woman with a gunshot wound and a man suffering from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. And there were also 3 young children inside the home when the deputies arrived. Preliminary investigations believe the male subject shot the female and then shot himself. The children were not injured. The victim has been identified as 35-year-old Heather Gray, and the suspect has been identified as 39-year-old Toby Gray. The two were married, and court records indicate Heather filed for divorce on Thursday, February 20th. Toby Gray also faces charges from an alleged assault in Clay County involving other individuals. Toby Gray was transported to Aurora Memorial Hospital and has since been flown to Bryan West Campus in Lincoln with life-threatening injuries, where he remains in critical condition. Troopers are maintaining custody of Gray at the hospital, and the Nebraska State Patrol is the lead investigating agency in the case. The children were taken into protective care and have been placed with family. On Thursday, a Grand Island man was sentenced after dodging court appearances for 9 years. 65-year-old Jose Luis de Leon was charged for 2 counts of distribution of methamphetamine, and he received 4.5 years in a federal prison with a 3-year term of supervised release. In May 2014, a confident informant working with the Central Nebraska Drug and Safe Streets Task Force arranged to purchase methamphetamine from DeLeon, and the two met, and the informant gave DeLeon money for 23 grams of meth. Later that month, the same informant arranged to buy another ounce of methamphetamine for $1,100 from DeLeon, and they met again, with DeLeon making the exchange. He was set for an entry of plea in July 2015. However, he failed to appear for that hearing and never appeared in court until he's arrested in Houston in June. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Results for the boys' regional wrestling at Cimarron that were held on Saturday, February 22nd. In team scores, Hoxie High School placed first with 247 points, Norton Community High School placed second with 165.5 points, and Hill City High School placed third with 142.5 points. There were 24 teams that competed. Norton's head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman reported that the Blue Jays finished as regional runner-ups behind a tough Hoxie team, but were able to qualify 9 for the state tournament. Norton crowned 4 champions: Caleb Kieswetter, who pinned all of his opponents; Brennan Fonenstill, who won all of his matches by bonus point; Colton Stover, who won his first 2 by fall and had a dominant 4-0 decision in the finals; and Corbin Puga, who won all of his matches by fall as well. Derek Clydesdale and Aston Katz both had great tournaments, finishing runner-up and losing tough battles in the finals. Jayton Weigel and Max Carter both fell in the semifinals, but were able to battle back and get third place. And lastly, to round out Norton State qualifiers, is Daniel Hildebrand, who stepped up to the varsity plate and secured a fourth place finish to qualify for the state tournament. Both the boys and the girls will wrestle at Fort Hays State University Coliseum this Friday and Saturday to chase after some state championship medals. More than 8,900 undergraduate students at the University of Kansas earned honor roll distinction for the fall 2024 semester, including students from 94 Kansas counties. The honor roll comprises undergraduates who meet requirements in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences and in the schools of architecture and design, business, education and human services, engineering, health professions, journalism and mass communications, music, nursing, pharmacy, professional studies, and social welfare. And the honor roll criteria varies among the university's academic units. Kansas students named to the University of Kansas Spring 2024 Honor Roll includes local graduates from Decatur County, Emma Holloway from Oberlin School of Professional Studies; from Graham County, Jaden Walker from Hill City College of Liberal Arts and Sciences; from Norton County, David Obermeyer from Lenora College of Liberal Arts and Sciences; and from Norton, Wesley Brooks School of Business, Maddie Dubois College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Cooper Frack School of Business, Riley Hairsnape, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and Natalie Shoemaker, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. And from Phillips County, all of Phillipsburg, Zoe Dinkle, School of Music, Theodore Keyes, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and Rad Rodriguez, School of Business. Barton Community College has named 293 students to the president's list for the fall 2024 semester, and to qualify for this honor, students must have been enrolled in a minimum of 12 credit hours and maintain a grade point average of 4.0 on a 4.0 or A letter scale. Area students on the president's list include from Norton, David Porter, and Matthew Rushton. A public hearing will be conducted at 10 a.m. this Wednesday, February 26, to consider changes to the administrative regulations relating to meat and poultry inspections, and the hearing will be held in person at the Kansas Department of Agriculture in Manhattan, as well as by video conferencing system. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is proposing amendments to two regulations and the revocation of one existing regulation for the administration of the Kansas Meat and Poultry Inspection Act. These proposed changes will incorporate the currently adopted federal code sections into a single, complete document that will allow the state meat and poultry inspection program's regulatory scheme to remain at least equal to that of the federal inspection program. A copy of the proposed regulation changes, as well as an expanded notice of public hearing, may be accessed on the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/public comment. For more information, including any special accommodations or a copy of the regulations, you can contact Rhonda Hutton at 785-564-6715. Massive Christian burial for Evelyn McDiffitt, 81 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today, Monday, February 24th, at St. Francis of Assisi in Norton. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church, Logan Manor, and St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Logan, and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having spaghetti, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be spaghetti or mozzarella cheese sticks with garlic bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cavatini, salad, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 69 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 30 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 72 and a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, there's a chance of sprinkles before midnight. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with low around 33. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be sunny with a high near 55 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour Wednesday. On Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 61. On Friday, sunny with a high near 67. On Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 59. And on Sunday it should be sunny with a high near 64. Currently with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is southwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.90. The dew point is 32 degrees. And the current wind chill is 33 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. It's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis. Diana Rossini, senior NFL insider for The Athletic, joined the Rich Eisen Show on Thursday, February 20th to talk about a multitude of things, including the Chiefs and Travis Kelce, as her reporting has kind of gotten to the point where it appears that Travis Kelce will be back for another season of play, although ultimately he has not made a decision yet. But according to her, he's likely coming back.
You know, I can tell you from just having a few conversations with people around the league over the last few days, there's definitely a sense that Travis is going to try to play more. I haven't heard anyone say, yeah, he's really struggling with what he wants to do. It's definitely leaning more towards that. That can, of course, change. This is going to be his decision only. But for this Chiefs operation looking to move forward here, I think they feel pretty good that Travis has got a little bit more left in him.
Again, that audio courtesy of the Rich Eisen Show and Diana Rossini, Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
ValleyBet.com. Now you have that calf delivered, but the heifer has little colostrum, and the calf is none too vigorous. It's time to utilize Bovine Colostrum Replacer, available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has the high-quality brands fortified with large amounts of bovine IgG antibodies. Options include high-calorie formulation to cope with severe cold-weather conditions. Don't let time run out on this calf. Keep a package of colostrum replacer handy. Enjoy Valley Vet's quantity price breaks. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.